I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here tonight to the regular meeting of the regular monthly meeting of the Eastern Lancaster County School Board. At this time, make an announcement that before the meeting, we had an executive session to deal with two personnel issues, and after the meeting, we'll have an executive session to deal with a legal issue. With that, I'll pass it over to Dr. Larkin to lead us in the moment of silence and the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, at this time we have the agenda before us. Are there any modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, do I have a motion to accept the agenda? Moved. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this time, we have a Student of the Month presentation.
Yes. This month, our character trait is hardworking, and three of our four people are here this evening. The first is Curtis Nolt. And Curtis is the son of Joni and Jeremy Nolt from East Earl, PA. Curtis is a member of the rifle team and plays on his church baseball team. Curtis enjoys volunteering on mission trips, children's programs at church, and helps with his family business over the summer. Congratulations, Kurt. Our next hardworking individual is Dustin Swanson, and he is the son of Jennifer and Arthur Swanson from New Holland, PA. Dustin has reached honor roll status every quarter since he started high school. He is actively involved in the marching band, and as many of you know, he is a wrestler. Dustin has won countless awards during his wrestling matches and plans to continue wrestling in college. And our final person this evening is Silas Martin, and he is the son of Sherry and Kelly Martin from East Earl, PA. Silas has taken several honors and AP courses during his high school career. He is involved in the chorus, vocal ensemble, GSPA, and is the Quiz Bowl president. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Our fourth person who couldn't be here tonight is Madison Jackson, and she is the daughter of Shannon Hayes of Blue Ball, PA. Madison has received a presidential award in academics and is a member of the National Junior Honor Society. She volunteers at the New Holland Reuse It Shop and the American Cancer Society, and she's hardworking and hopes to have a career in law enforcement.
So just before we continue on with the agenda, I'd like to say a couple of things to the students. On behalf of the superintendent's office, thank you. Thank you for sticking with it, so working so hard. It's not just here that you've been successful. We know that. But it's a real honor to be called out by your faculty and administrators for this award. It truly is. And as I say to everyone, and it never gets old for me, so I hope it doesn't for everyone else, this doesn't mean you're finished. This doesn't mean you've hit your peak. Just the opposite, in fact. What this award means is that your faculty and your administrators are sort of tapping you on the shoulder saying, hey, you really got something, and we need more of it from you. It's an obligation. It's not really a reward. Celebrate it tonight, but tomorrow it means we need more of the same from you. You're role models for other students, and you certainly make us and your family proud. Many of you who win these awards may not come back to this community in the future, and know that you always carry the New Holland and the Garden Spot name and label on your back. So do it proud. Thank you so much for your hard effort, and let's keep it up. Thank you to the families as well. I know that doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of family effort too. Thank you.
Okay, at this time, moving on, we had one person that filled out that wanted to give citizens comments tonight, and that would be Joel Martin. If you would please come to the microphone here, state your name and address.
Joel Martin, 157 Bergman Road, New Holland. I would like to express, first of all, my appreciation to you all for the investment that you make in our community and in my grandchildren and my children. And I just want to thank you for the time and the effort and the valuable leadership that you give to this community. I'm sure you know how important it is, and I just want to express that appreciation. I'd also like to offer a word of prayer for you as you go into this meeting. Heavenly Father, thank you for these men and women who are willing to give of their time and invest in our community and in our children and in our grandchildren and all those who are part of this community. And I just pray you give them wisdom tonight as they make decisions, as they provide leadership. Pray your blessing would be upon them, upon the teachers and the administrators and the students, that this community would be a community that we could be proud of, that your blessing could be upon. We pray this, and we commit these men and women to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, that brings us to the consent agenda. Do we have any questions about the consent agenda or comments?
Yes, I'd like to just point out somebody who's here this evening who's on the personnel report. Nicole, if you could stand. Nicole Hoffa is taking our medical access billing receptionist and general office personnel person. That position, she will start probably the beginning of next week. And so when you come in, you're going to see her friendly, smiling face, and you can just say, hi, Nicole. We're really happy to have her.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So moved.
It's been moved. Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the next one we have is the reports, I guess. Start with Lancaster County Tax Collection.
Yes, we did have a meeting on January 8th. The primary focus of that meeting was their reorganization meeting. So other than that, that was pretty much the meeting. Our next meeting is March 11th.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, IU 13.
The IU board met on January 15th, 2020. We elected two new board members, one from Columbia Borough School District and one from Anvil-Cleone School District. We approved payment of invoices of $8.7 million. We approved five new contracts under business services, one new contract under early childhood and special education services, two new contracts under instructional services and technology services, and one contract for human resources. We approved the following personnel actions. We accepted seven employee resignations. We had two employee terminations. We had one employee who retired. We hired 33 new employees. We had 12 change of positions or salaries, and granted six leave of absences. And I have provided each of the board members and administrators with a copy of Helping Districts Help Students. And other than that, if anyone has any questions, I will try my best to answer the question as you give it, or I will get back to you with an answer. That concludes my report, unless I have any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Moving on, the Lancaster CTC.
We had our meeting last Thursday. I was at the Brownstown campus this time, so I didn't get lost. The first was a presentation from the LCCT Foundation, where they presented that they awarded almost $150,000 in grants. Majority of the grants were to the vet tech program, the dental assistant program, and the precision machining programs. It was funded with EITC funds and funds from their fundraiser, the Fly on the Run. It is a fun-filled event that is fly fishing that I had no idea. And it is held May 6th and 7th at the Mount Joy campus, if anybody is interested. There's lots more information on that. They raised $100,000 last year at that event, so pretty cool. Also, they had the Lancaster County Skills USA District 4 team competed in a contest at Franklin County CTC. We had two students that placed at the event, John Giza from the Brownstown campus in the Computer Systems Technology program placed second in the Information Technology Service contest, and Michael Galoob from the Mount Joy campus is in the Precision Machining program, placed second in the CNC Technology contest. The other thing, they're discontinuing the Behind the Wheel program in March. They're going to continue doing the driver's testing, but not the education portion of it because it wasn't profitable enough for them to keep running it, and there's a lot of other places around that offer the classes. The other thing they're doing is they're looking at promoting the adult education arm of the CTC, and they're looking into spinning that off into its own brand and working on developing a brand. So if anybody has any ideas, they're looking for, like, a name, a spin, a tagline, or something like that. And then the last thing, Dr. Del Piore, who was officially appointed the business manager last night. He was the acting business manager for a little while. And that's all I have. Anybody has any questions?
They have any reasons why they're discontinuing Behind the Wheel?
He said it's not profitable enough, and there's not, I guess, not enough students in it, and there's a lot of other places that offer that as a program, that they're going to still continue to do the testing, the license testing, just not the education portion of it.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, moving on to legislative. On Tuesday, February the 4th, Governor Wolf will present his budget for the coming year. Not too many details have leaked out about that. Also, being this is an election year for state representatives, there are 16 currently state representatives who are not seeking re-election in the state of Pennsylvania, one of which is the House Speaker, Mike Trussell, who is not running for election. He has been a leader since 2011 to 14. He was a majority leader, and he's been the speaker since 2015. He's butted heads a little bit with the governor from time to time. He was a conservative speaker of the House. One name that's sort of been rumored out there a little bit is whether Representative Cutler of Lancaster County might be ascending to that role, and that would be a great thing for the state and Lancaster County, as he's really done a great job up there in his role. That's all I have for legislative, unless somebody else has something they've seen along the way, like to add. Bob or Keith, you like to have anything? Okay, hearing none, move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple items. I did want to mention the CTC success. Again, we have an awesome resource here in the county. Our CTC students do extremely well comparative to national programs. Our students always score very close to the top on their graduation assessments for their particular area of study, their NOCDE test, if you will. So congratulations to them. Also, I did want to note our wrestling team has done well. Is our guy still here? At least they slipped out, didn't they? Probably off the wrestling practice. This is an email from Mr. Schaefer. I'm going to read it word for word. because he captured everything very well. Our varsity wrestling team competed in the LL League tournament at Manheim Township this weekend. We had two league champions, Dustin Swanson at 220 pounds, who you just met, and Charles Martin at 285 pounds. Overall, we had eight student athletes who won medals, top eight in their respective weight class, and finished second overall in the league behind Hempfield. This is the best finish in our program's history. So congratulations to all of the student athletes and also the coach, Mr. Bunting, who has put in some serious time in supporting our young people, both in the classroom and outside the classroom. So congratulations to all of them. This is an announcement. The Lancaster DA's office will be sending a representative out to speak to our middle school learners regarding the dangers and how to be safe with social media. We did this several years ago, and parents really appreciated it. I think all of us could probably benefit from that presentation. It really is kind of frightening. As much as I love technology and all that it gets us, there are absolute dangers that come with it. And so the idea is that we capture our middle school learners early on before they start making some of those mistakes that don't ever go away. And that will be the message of the DA when the DA's office comes out. That's happening at the middle school in the next couple of weeks. We're excited to report. We had done this last year as a first-time event. This year, our Ed Camp is coming up February 14th. Ed Camp is an opportunity for professional development that is really, in my opinion, the pinnacle of what professional development should be. It's highly customized. It's self-selected by the teachers. It's hosted by teachers. Teachers themselves are sharing their expertise with other teachers. It's a crossover and cross-blending of not only our school district, but we're having and hosting teachers, all of the teachers from the Effort Area School District, as well as the Conestoga Valley School District here. We'll have about 1,000 educators on this site on February 14th. Board members, you're welcome to drop in at any time during that day. Parking will be a premium, but if you want to stop in for anything just to get a feel for the energy and the excitement that Ed Camp brings. Compliments to the planning team. This was a huge effort by our Elanco staff, but also two other teams from those other school districts that have been meeting for many, many months, starting all the way back in last summer, coming up with the structure and the plans and how to get everybody on the campus, how to get everybody here, et cetera. We extended an invitation to the Secretary of Education, Pedro Rivera, and he has accepted. So he will kick off the day, and he will be on site that morning as well. So it's really exciting, a nice opportunity for our teachers to share with other teachers from neighboring school districts and to spend a day doing the professional development needs that they feel they need. And it's if you haven't been there, it's a little bit organic in that some of the sessions aren't even determined or predetermined. The sessions actually evolve out of the conversations in the morning. We put new sessions up in the afternoon based on conversations that happen in the morning. So it's so exciting. It is the pinnacle of professional development, in my opinion, in terms of meeting all of the requests that teachers have had for years. I want it to fit my needs. You know, in the past, often it was a speaker comes in and talks to the middle of the room, and either you get some, you get a little, or you get none based on where you were. So I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have for our professionals that day. And then finally, just a note to the public, it is School Board Appreciation Month, so your comments are very appropriate. These folks are elected officials, and there's a rumor out there that they're paid heavily, and they're not. They're not paid at all. They are volunteers and at times can be an incredibly difficult position and have to make some difficult choices. It's like I often say, no one comes into my office with a bad idea, but you often have to say no anyway. Because every idea costs money. So there's a balance between taking care of the full community and educating our students appropriately, and it's a constant tension there. And this board is the board that ultimately makes those final decisions. And as you've heard over the past, we've done very well. We have a high achievement for a low tax investment. So we have done well. Traditionally, we've done well. So kudos to this board, and thank you, board members, for the time that you put in. The time that you put in is not just the two meetings a month. There's a lot of information that gets read and processed in between. You're required to do training now that you weren't quite required to do before. There are workshops that you go to as well. So it's not just a couple hours a month. So thank you for your service and leadership. And that concludes my report. A reminder that we do have an executive session to speak to legal counsel following this meeting.
Okay, I have a few things to bring up. In February, we'll follow the same scenario as this month. We will meet on the 10th and the 24th. Those that might miss the next meeting because of President's Day, we have a gap in between. So it's the second and fourth Monday in February. And also, I don't know, for the new board members, the IU has a school board orientation this week, I believe, at the IU. Something to keep in mind?
No. Unfortunately, that got canceled. And we were signed up. We were some of the few people who were signed up to attend that. We'll be doing some orientation internally, though. So there's some other meetings coming up.
And the other question is I have for Nadine. I think on the 29th, the Spartan Sprouts, is that something that would be a good idea for the board members to attend if it's for going over kindergarten and things like that?
Yes, the Spartan Sprouts are pre-K programming that we have been doing for several years. So if you'd like to come out and see what we do, we'd be very happy to have you. I believe this is at New Holland.
At New Holland at, what, 6 o'clock or something?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to bring up at this time? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion to close the meeting?
So moved.
Moved. Second? Second. Properly moved and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Meeting closed.